Hello and happy Wednesday, August 25th. Here is your daily news update brought to you by The Filter. The baby who graces the cover of one of the most iconic rock albums of all time, Nirvana's 1991 release Nevermind, has filed a lawsuit against band members claiming he was portrayed as a sex worker in a photo that constituted child pornography. Spencer Eldon, who is now 30, is seeking at least $150,000 US each from Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic, as well as Courtney Love, who is the executor of Kurt Cobain's estate. Other defendants include photographer Kurt Weddle, art director Robert Fisher, and original drummer Chad Channing, who wasn't in the band at the time of the cover shoot. Defendants intentionally commercially marketed Spencer's child pornography and leveraged the shocking nature of his image to promote themselves and their music at his expense, read the lawsuit. Defendants used child pornography depicting Spencer as an essential element of a record promotion scheme commonly utilized in the music industry to get attention, where an album covers posed children in a sexually provocative manner to gain notoriety, drive sales, and garner media attention and critical reviews. The now iconic album cover shows Eldon floating in a swimming pool and looking at a digitally added dollar bill on a fish hook. Eldon was only 4 months old when his father Rick put him naked in the pool at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center for Weddle, who was a friend. Too young to swim, Eldon managed to tread water long enough for the picture to be snapped. His parents collected $200 for the use of the image. Nevermind has now sold more than 30 million copies around the world. Neither Spencer nor his legal guardian ever signed a release authorizing the use of Spencer or his likeness, and certainly not of commercial child pornography depicting him, the filing claims. Eldon's lawsuit alleges Weddle took a series of sexually graphic nude photographs of Spencer. To ensure the album would trigger a visceral sexual response from the viewer, Weddle activated Spencer's gag reflex before throwing him underwater in poses highlighting and emphasizing Spencer's exposed genitals. Cobain chose the image depicting Spencer, like a sex worker, grabbing for a dollar bill, that is positioned dangling from a fishhook in front of his nude body with his penis explicitly displayed. The lawsuit notes that Geffen Records reportedly wanted another image for the album cover, but Cobain insisted and offered only one compromise, a sticker over the baby's genitals that read, "If you're offended by this, you must be a closet pedophile." None of the defendants have responded to the lawsuit, which has not been tested in court. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news, and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week, and thanks for listening.